As many as 80,000 voters may have to cast provisional ballots in today's primary. As WYPR's Rachel Bay reports, that's the result of a glitch in computer software installed last year by the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration.
The MVA's computers failed to record updates to tens of thousands of voters' registrations submitted after April 22nd of last year. State Board of Elections Deputy State Administrator Nikki Charlson urges anyone affected to submit a provisional ballot.
We don't know how many of those 80,000 are going to come out to vote. We're clearly prepared for all of them to come out to vote. The local election officials, we surveyed them once we learned about it. They all have enough supplies to handle an increase of provisional voters.
State Senator Joan Carter Conway and Delegate Ann Kaiser, who chair the Senate and House committees that oversee elections, have called for Motor Vehicle Administrator Christine Neiser's resignation. A spokeswoman for Governor Larry Hogan said he has called for an internal review of the situation. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.